From NPR News and Slate Magazine Online, this is Day to Day. I'm Noah Adams. Coming up, we'll hear more about our series on swing states. But first, we look at the act of voting itself. In America, we like to believe that every vote counts. That may or may not be true, but one thing is certain. Every vote is counted differently, or at least five different ways, from old-fashioned paper to newfangled touchscreen computers. Day to Day's Eric Weiner explains, it all depends on where you live.
Let's say you live in Texas. You might use an old-fashioned paper ballot or the newest voting method, touchscreen computers. If you live in New York, chances are you'll be voting on a lever machine, a mechanical device that dates back to the 1890s. In Florida, you might use touchscreen computers or optical scan, a technology that's been around since the 1970s. Voters mark a piece of paper, which is then read and counted by a computer. That's the most popular method, one that will be used by about 34% of voters on November 2nd. Just how did we end up with such a hodgepodge of voting methods? Dan Wallach, a professor of computer science at Rice University, says America's fascination with new technologies is partly to blame.
As soon as they knew how to build interesting mechanical adding machines, we had mechanical voting machines. As soon as we had computers, people started looking at ways to add computers into the mix. When punch cards were a standard technique for computers, punch cards also became a suitably standard technique in voting.
These new technologies, says Wallach, didn't replace old technologies, they supplemented them. Today, it's more or less up to each of the 3,170 counties in the U.S. to decide which method to use. Wallach says that isn't necessarily a bad thing.
If your goal is to corrupt the election, if you're some evildoer and you want to pick who's going to win, you know, the old-fashioned way, by rigging the system, then having every county doing something different is going to make your life much more miserable. So there's a certain strength in diversity.
Ecologists call that biodiversity, and it's generally a good thing, up to a point.
I like biodiversity, but I don't want 3,170 different species.
Michael Shamus is a professor at Carnegie Mellon University and a former examiner of voting machines in Texas and Pennsylvania. With so many different voting methods, he says, the system becomes unwieldy and recounts problematic. So what is the solution? One possible answer is that we all vote with exactly the same method, no matter where we live. That might seem to make sense, but such a uniform system would be unconstitutional, and some voting experts say undesirable. Michael Shamus believes voting methods should be left to the discretion of every state, but not every county or town.
The United States is often referred to as the grand experiment. We have 50 different states enacting different laws about things, and we get to watch and see which are the good ones. And I think we ought to have the same thing in elections. Each state will do it its own way, and then the ones that do it well, presumably, will be copied by the other state, and the ones that do it badly will be ridiculed.
And no state has been more ridiculed, says Shamus, than Florida.
You know how many people are voting on punch cards in Florida in this election? Zero.
Of course, Shamus concedes there's no guarantee that one state will learn from another's mistakes. On November 2nd, the notorious punch card machines, responsible for hanging and pregnant chads, will still be used by a majority of voters in another swing state, Ohio. For Day to Day, I'm Eric Weiner.